Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. I am talking to the Apostle Phumla Mfene. She's on the line. Greetings to you and welcome.
Greetings to you, Morita, and to all our wonderful listeners out there.
I hope you're well, man. I hope you're well.
No, I'm well and proud that God is in you.
I'm okay.
Amen to that.
As long as you're sharp on it, give me that. Balanced.
Sharp on it, ask grant. Do me well how here.
Itada. Now, the power of a humble leader. You know, much of the times, our leaders, and this is something that has been inculcated on us, as we grow, we saw our leaders, there is a particular prestige that is attached to them. And it is a prestige of power, somehow a prestige of recognition, and a prestige that goes with authority, and it is devoid of servitude. Now people are bowing to them. And I'm not saying that people should not respect leaders.
Right.
But I say it works against any leader who really wants to maintain the principle of humility. Because everything is brought to you. In isiZulu, they say ukhomba ngophakathi. It means you rule, you know, you rule. And much of the people who rule find it hard to be humble. Actually, they want everyone to humble themselves towards them. And that is why you would be ostracized if somehow you differed with the leader on a particular issue. You might even be labeled as a black sheep, you know. And you might be labeled as someone who is rebellious and stubborn. I remember at some stages when we were growing up, if you didn't agree with a particular thing, you wanted more explanations and stuff, you came up with ideas, they would say, hey, stubborn, you know. And you would meet people later on in life and say, hey, Ray, I remember when we were growing up, Tebaratoro, stubborn. You know, because there are leaders who basically can't take correction, they can't take a different view. And I'm not talking about opposition, but a different view towards what they are saying. There are leaders who want to be served, bowed to. You pay for your own flights, you pay for your own things and stuff and what. These ones, they get paid. Muna. Is this 5-star or what? Balebar 3-star, bar 3-star. I'm the servant of the Most High. I don't sleep in 3 stars. At some stage, I remember in Kangala, I had this friend of mine from Kampala. Because there was not the kind of amounts that he wanted. Then I said to him, but what do you know about South African money? So basically, I mean, those people who were there in that way, just poor people. And we really didn't need much, you know, to set up things and stuff. We just needed that the people who come in to help, we should be able to buy food for them and stuff. You know, and shulu rahala lidilo yena he bamnyaka in ka mo hatsa maya shifalo ko airport ba re emisa u tsitse milk u tsere powder milk ba la nor ke cocaine. You know, so you could just see the notion of humility for leaders is a big challenge. What comes to mind?
Yeah, it's a huge challenge, eh? because maybe I'm not in the leaders who they struggle to receive a different view. I want for a governor, for by a servant, to go for you must be up there, I want, and not be touchable, and not even touch others. You know, so now, I mean, what you've mentioned now, can you give me, I mean, this is practical that people hotels over hosted you. You must make sure pocket there how in the night. Not only pocket there how pocket there came in the from the airport. You tend to make sure security is so tight.
Anyway.
The Spanish is serious.
Yeah.
So, security was attached to airport number 2. Funny enough, somebody called me and don't know anybody we can talk to at the airport. To can host a mang. So, Nerevata or a retired security. Yeah, host some president from. No. You understand that? So, and now they don't only have to sort out issue of security. They had to also sort out issue of the again entourage. Baba. This kind of servant that have already labeled themselves as, because literally by Peter the high and mighty, they don't settle for less. So when you don't meet their demands, they get offended. So unfortunately, to go on a lifestyle, it's more important than the gospel.
Yo.
So when some other leaders pay for the gospel, and that was even the issue and the attitude. Yamrana Jesuli Paul, the attitude was they paid for the gospel, but unfortunately, the kind of leaders that we have, Tabaya humility is a far fetched thing. They feel humility is something ever undermining, it will undermine Sankavat. So instead, Bona, they must be paid to preach the gospel. So obviously, when you are paid to preach the gospel, already automatically you have commercialized everything that has got to do with the gospel. So look, I'm calling you, carry yourself. People must be paid for, must pay you for that. Look, you mentioned about the hotel at Johor. Even the kind of hotel that are supposed to be booked, it's 5-star or nothing. Really, about what people go. I guess some people are really the PA, you can't even talk to them directly. Maria, they are claiming they are coming to be a blessing in your church. Maria, what kind of nonsense is that?
Eish.
Officially PA. So I would just say, has a gospel and trade push on one another? They better call it something else different. But like as I said, Maria, Josolu Paul and other ministers of the gospel, that they paid. For the gospel to be preached, they paid to, for people to receive salvation. But unfortunately, we are in an era where pastors, we get paid. And not only tell it to anyone, people don't shy away from it. But I would know for just maybe 2 or 3 hours, 15,000 on the ground. Where is humility in all that?
15 Kenyan.
Yeah? Kenyan 15?
Oh, Kenyan. 15. Yeah. Abe 15K at. I'm telling you, Joe. What out of Bulelaka? Got 10 o'clock. Quarter to 11.
Mm-hmm.
Quarter to 11, no fedite. And then Utsenakamukoloing le entourage haitonzi, and then Dijo, everything you have catered for such. You know, you at the hotel and stuff and stuff and stuff, and then they stay, they fly away and all that. That's 15,000. That's 15,000. Just like you pay artists to come and sing for 45 minutes, that's 15,000. And if you say to this guy he should sit and do counseling and sit maybe Kunali Miracle Service on that 3 hours, 3.5 hours, then you're counting 45,000. I'm telling you. You're counting.
And
I also believe that I had this job. Next, Ojako Hoteling, Lipatets, for the Lototoko Hoteling, if o jale lona a o tlo bona ba tshwara tshwara di salad nyana a skirli le le tentela ya ba ru e pila ela le le tentenyana ya le ne pila bola wa lebella o nya ko nna kwa ko teleng kwa le from there wa vaye Why won? It is quite sad. And then okro ha fitla mo ha bolela le selo. Why won? Ha bolela selo. Uti la kremile message o mo wa khale. It's sad.
Wa khale je.
Yeah, it's sad. Ukra kremile message o wa khale. And then wa fitla wa bolela. Look, man.
How can you go YouTube as well?
Go YouTube. I've seen others who had gone on to actually go on top of people's clothes. Wa bona gore batho ba la dilo tsa bona. Le bo brigadier ba masolo gore ba la dilo tsa bona mo fatshe. This guy walks. This guy walks on that. I've seen a guy who walks on women's bellies. I've seen a guy who was carried up. Why is he was seated on a throne and then Bamu really saw the throne.
Yeah, come more fast.
Ah, come more fast.
I've seen. Preacher, we were wrong.
Bamu Teusa. Bamu Teusa and then Warera and then Onamela Stulo Selawatama. I've seen. It's quite sad. I mean, even the waters that they drink are different from the waters in a congregation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, congregation. Bale tshwara ka tap water. Bile ba o tsere pompo shile. Ela e rileng ka plastic. Ske ba utswitse ela ya copper. So ba tsentse ya plastic. A shile pompo kwane. You know, hona le fridge, hona le metsi a dikopu le ya montheng ela ya o pressa ela le la pressa go tswa metsi. Bona ba tshwere di sparkling what kopali kwale and stuff. All these things are making many pastors to see the vocation of their call as more of a kingship, rulership, dominion, domain, rather than a service. So the attitude of serving is no longer there. But it is the attitude of being served, you know?
Yeah.
And we lose so much. On the effect, I will talk about how much we lose. When you don't serve, you are losing a lot. When people are serving you, you are losing a lot.
Mm.
Your investments are based on serving, you know, on depositing into people's lives, not from taking from them and milking them. Anyway. When we come back, let's look at some of the moments.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho kuWhatsApp ku 082-657-2729.
I am talking to the Apostle Phumla Mfene, and here we are touching base. This is the issue at hand. The issue of humility amongst leaders. And how this has become a challenge to a great extent. The power of a humble leader is what we are looking into. Now, many people do not know this, that when a leader is humble, a leader serves much more effectively.
Yeah.
When you are humble, you are able to serve effectively. Because that principle of Christ of seeing others as better than yourself enables you to have what we call an attitude of servanthood. You serve. Christ shows an example by washing the feet of his disciples. You can imagine how dirty those feet were.
Mm-hmm.
And then he washes them. And then he wipes them. Peter refuses and he says to Peter, unless I do this with you, you have no part with me. You know? Which means unless you learn to serve the way I do, you have no part of being a servant like me. Christ puts it that way. Look, unless you allow me to do this to you, you have no part with me. And many people don't understand why was Christ doing that, but Christ was showing a notion of the nobility of servanthood that makes one powerful. By washing their feet, he was refreshing them, a revival also, so that they run with the gospel. He was refreshing them. A servant who is humble, who washes the feet of the community. You know, in this case, I'm not talking literally, but you wash the feet of the community. You're taking care of the sick. You pray for the sick. You're taking care of the widows. You're taking care of the orphans, single parents, street kids, old people. All these, that is washing feet of the community. And by doing so, you are empowering them for service. Not necessarily that they come to your ministry, but you're empowering them to become ministers who are humble because they've learned it from the beginning. They run with something that they have learned from the beginning. It is to them a source. But it is unfortunate these days that leaders believe the other way around. The notion of being a leader has become monopolized, and we know this has become a commercial vehicle. Even presidents from as far as the East, they speak about, you know, Bazalwane and what is taking place. They are saying even to us, we see you are turning industrial sites into church buildings. Instead of just building churches, industrial sites must become industrial sites so that you can empower people. No, they don't see it that way. Our people, they don't see it that way. They just want to be served. I know it made you laugh. There's another video. It is sad, you know. And the other aspect also with the lack of humility is the arrogance that comes with power. You start to control people instead of living in the authority of the Father with the people. You start to exert your own control. Basically, that is why we see many leaders who are trying now to replace the word of the Most High by bringing their own kinds of Bibles. You know, that's a problem. Another power that you would see of a humble leader is invisibility. Yep. You know, a leader that is humble is very difficult to catch on the radar of wickedness. Now, many people would say, Mara, how are you saying it? In this manner, you don't go for recognitions and stuff and stuff. You don't go for appraisals. You don't feature in all these glamorous ministerial things that are being done. Yet you work on the grassroots. You work as a leader. You serve in the grassroots. What they see are your products, but they don't see you. Those who put themselves on the pedestal to become objects of worship, they bring across spirits of idolatry because people start to idolize them. And then once you do a mistake up there, no one is going to leave you alone. They are just going to mess you up, you know. They're going to mess you up. It will even be difficult to repent. I've seen pastors who basically found it even hard to repent because of what had happened to them. It is sad. And this is because the notion of humility becomes left at the back. Apostle?
Yeah. Yo, Maruki, you've said a mouthful. But without fail, there's so much greatness and power in humility. You know, when some very many years ago, I had an opportunity to go Israel. So now, the tour guide picked out places where Marana Jesu would walk with the disciples. But I'm a Kamauto. I'm a distance, you know. And then remember also Marona Jesu when we would embark on a journey that needed transportation. I mean, he didn't have a colleague high. And then also in humility, because that's also another thing, eh? But now it is wrong for we be humble to other people to understand that for when you are vulnerable and when you talk about something, you know, when Marona Jesu needed for I can go to Jerusalem, he didn't have a horse, he needed for a Eocadino, you know? I mean, the same applies to accommodation, you know? I mean, there's also issues where but again, Tetur, Atabal Hostabalas, Yetabaya, Yum Kub, you know, a boat when you needed it. So you realize when I need Nasa's habit to make it known, you're very aware that when I didn't need them to eat, you know, that unfortunately, you need to place a demand on people. And we have that thing Yahoba entitled. You know, entitlement is kind of another seven, so therefore you are entitled to all the good things in life. And unfortunately this is a gospel every tolerant from the West we see it on TV, we see it's been pushed all over the social platform. So even young people that are coming up they see this is the gospel. Born a hell chance of the great, we must start or a good as the greatest must first serve, you know, while go over. And whatever Joe, it's not pop and place.
It's not.
Yeah, but the level to who was server, only humbled, you know, they can take you for a ride, but no, Popeye. So, I know other pastors they feel, no, nothing, you go trial blind. One of that, they are, I think about one trial blind. So, therefore, I would hear people say, yeah, you must put up a front, you know, you want to trial blind. So now is those kind of advice that we would embrace. And when we embrace those kind of advices, then what happens? Pride crops in, comes in. And then Marana Oriana, he resists the proud, but grant grace to those who are humble. So there's a certain level of grace, Joe, that we will not be able to walk in and experience. It cannot be bestowed upon us because of pride. So that means the old function, normal level, of humility. But the level 8 senior grace that will enable you to overcome obstacles and be able to reign and govern in the midst of your enemies and be able to come up against systems that are already in place that are resisting the people of God. Hence, we will not be able to receive that grace. Even had you been coming globally, you know. So, and unfortunately, people don't see that. But you can have your pride and have all these things to do to boost an ego. Because I'm not even, but Baba Nalin tried to hang out. Again, I've got to number one, the struggle like a low self esteem. The struggle like a identity. That's a word people mang. And then, the struggle happened at a very, but also, but they've missed the mark. They've missed the mark, Cameron and Jesus. They've exceeded. There's no way you can exhibit pride and still be on the right track. Pride. So the moment you are boastful, you are proudful, you are now rejected. But like as I've already said, Muruti, but people who are humble, there's always grace that is released upon them. When I lead you, Joe, as a church and as leaders, we can overcome. COVID-19, we needed a certain level of grace, but most of us could not tap into that level of grace. Kabakala pride, and as long as we're really proud, when I grace, remember the multiple graces, but certain grace, we cannot experience them, and we cannot enjoy them, we're really proud. Unless we begin to learn to be humble and also be humble to one another. That's also another Chris Callan. Can everybody be humble to one another as leaders? So when I would suggest something or recommend something, you can tell Unahano Rikimang.
Yeah, we see you.
Who could have been about to buy five? wafik thati mafiki zone and when I go for motho advice on even having a mega church over now or whatever I push and atela pele ka yona to khawa tele so you will not even be listened unto. Ke tsena taba tsa di pride batho ba gona ba kena mo mokoting e ba sa tshwane ke nang ko yona simply because they are not, they don't want to humble themselves one to another.
Hey, yes, Moko, you know, one of the times you just mentioned something that reminded me of the pride. You would see in a town where there is this church which is bigger than the rest. When they do events, they want you to come over. But when you do events, when it's a smaller nyana church, nyana, they will never go. They will never come. They will never come to you. But they are watching you. They know that you are building. They know how you decorate the hall and stuff and stuff. They know everything. But they will never even come to you and say, you know what? We are grateful that in our town, we have an apostle now who has started a ministry, and this works for the kingdom of the Most High. It works. They will never do that. It's pride. When leaders are not humble, there's division.
Yep.
When leaders are humble, there's unity. And when there's unity, there's power.
Come on.
But many people don't see it that way, you know. Remember, a two-way cord is strong. A three-way cord is even difficult to break. Imagine a multi-cord, you know.
Come on.
Will be unbreakable. But hey, everyone is building their own kingdom, Munna. And pride is the driving force. And people are having three to four cell phones and, three to four cell phones. Come on, a little Bluetooth. Pela sense it's a Bluetooth. Kuro iputse mutoke robot or gina. Whatever. It is sad. Anyway, when we come back, let's look at some of the effects.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Welcome back, 657 Million Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well. I'm talking to the Apostle Phumla Mfene, and we are on the effects of the notion of the power of a humble leader. Number one, if a leader is humble, we know that he is on the correct side of Scripture. For the word says, he opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So when you are humble, you are walking on the unlimited grace of the Father. And imagine if you walk in that unlimited power of grace, people will be saved, healed, delivered, set free. Blind eyes will see, people will see the miracles of the Father, they will hear the Father, people will understand and the scripture and the oracles, and people will start to live victorious lives because there is a humble leader who speaks from the humility of Christ himself. But hey, Those that we see today, they speak from their own pride, man. And someone will tell you how many degrees they have, and you know, you should train quite well. I was in a place called, is it Takane? Ikwatema. And then we were burying this friend of mine, April. His name is April. And as we were burying this guy, the guys were speaking. And I remember very well the other one standing up and saying, I'm the general when it comes to the ranks in the kingdom. He said he's the general. The rest of us are beyond and under him. What is amazing, Apostle, about this guy, you can just tell he has never been in a military. He doesn't know anything about a general. You could see this guy has never experienced the hardships, you know, but pride, because of the authority that he wields, that is brought on maybe by his gift, he has gone on to belittle others. I mean, this leader was belittling other leaders at the funeral service. Now, that is where it is said, you know, where people are really, you know, full of grief, bereaved because of what has happened and taken place in their lives, the loss of a loved one. And someone stands and starts to talk about how important they themselves are and how powerful they themselves are. And it's something that really needs to end, because when we exalt ourselves, we will be brought low. But when we humble ourselves, the Father will elevate us. Now, when we are full of pride, we are full of selfishness. There's no selflessness. There's no self-denial. It's all about your interests. It's all about what you want. It's all about what you can get from the people. You basically become what we call a self-worshipper. You practice idolatry by worshipping yourself. And you become somewhat removed from the Father, because what comes with all of those things of lacking humility is sinfulness. You'll start to dominate people. You start to practice the spirit of control. And the spirit of control, if not monitored properly, you start to manipulate people. And if that is not monitored properly, you start to practice witchcraft. Because you have to keep the power. You have to keep the power, you know. So you'll find people really practicing witchcraft. And these things are happening amongst and in the churches. It is quite sad. Apostle?
Yeah. You know, Jeremy, indicated over the Hangata Babalung Pride, Basakolaka, low self-esteem, and other stuff. Because pride, will try to cover up something you're lacking. So you don't want the attention to go to your weaknesses. So you just borrow what you don't have. And then after you borrow what you don't have, you make sure. Why? It's all the cold. Why magnify? And Belalang Tungo, the Tukur, people are mourning. And here is this person who's not even humble enough to acknowledge her, but to that in a place of mourning, they need to be comforted. But right there, I need mainly to come to a level of people who are. You see, that's the problem with pride. It's all just schizophrenia.
Yeah.
Schizophrenic. But you're using this pandemic angle. When I expected to do this thing, and do that way, it was a very just a opposite. And unfortunately, but it has gone so far that the Cosmo was born, we are from with Kalimera, and I'm very out of order. But then, the Rataman, John, John 3, verse 30, or another decrease, I saw that Christ may increase. So, holy humble, you are able to allow more and Adonaha leka wena. But pride all the way, Iriko and Metanzo Bonahal. And as we do so, as everybody pride, we do Anjasa Bonahal, Hubanahalaron, we miss ourselves in the process and we lose so much that we don't even realize. But I was when we snap out of this thing, Konakalamahalo, I do. I lost this, I lost, you even lost people that the Lord has brought into a space to add value. And remember what happened on the pride, they would always feel like I'm an idiot. So they don't see that, so you end up losing them while you're thinking, well, now you are all sufficient, you don't need other people. But like as I said, I'm encouraged, so you choose. So clearly, and unfortunately, the danger of that kind of a behavior is that we're not able to hook on my witchcraft. So who can allow my heart to draw whom manipulate that? How about manipulate the fella? Or trying to manufacture signs and wonders? Trying to manufacture what you are supposed to receive from grace, you don't have it. So you must make sure why manufacturer, why creator, why you use your own strength, you use your skills, you use your intellect. And how you use that, sooner than you think, then without fear, The Bible says, if the foundations are destroyed, what shall the righteous do? Unfortunately, yes, pride to destroy the very core foundations, you call. But we must see humble. We walk on the So what has been said for us, and one of the key elements of success in the kingdom of God, reborn the leaders before us, but they demonstrated it nicely by their humility. So we need to continue to work on it. Paul says some very powerful words as well. Or, I did not come to you with very persuasive words.
Eloquent words, yes.
Meekness. So that morena, abona halekayena, you know. So, unfortunately, pride will not allow Mudimu or Avana Han. So, I'm going to shine all the time. And about Avana and pride, even with some, check it with some on Tavo Najo, I did it in Utato, Potor Marmutola and Arunan.
Ah, well. Utato, all my kids.
That kind of customer about preacher, whatever I support and what I do. And about Savahor. But like, unfortunately, Joe, they tell everything going on in the generation coming after us, Kefi. Still on what they're seeing that is ungodly. You have a generation of people who lack humility, who are arrogant, who cannot be told, who cannot also be taught.
Ay, matata. Matata fela. Why when I be listening to you, I'll get my tata fell.
I'm a serious.
Yeah. Anyway, when we come back, the final thought on this issue, final recommendations to leaders in terms of the power of humility.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando all.
Welcome back. We have seen that humility has power. One of the things that I know about humility is that you are easily controlled by the Holy Spirit. You know, a person who is not humble does not even submit to the Most High as easy. But a person who is humble submits easily to the Spirit of the Most High.
Yeah.
They can take correction, reproof, and rebuke. They can take commendations and appreciations and praises and place them well and be able to give the Father the glory. They are not hungry for glory. They are not glory-seeking.
Mm.
They basically are interested in seeing the will of the Father coming to fruition in the lives of people and even through them. The problem with the ones who have pride is that they shut themselves up and they start to hear what they want to hear. Now, when pride comes in, it's easy for your heart to be seared so that you can only hear what you want. The rest of the stuff, you don't want it because it does not agree with you.
Yeah.
And that's a big problem amongst leaders these days. And especially when you start to say to yourself, I am successful, then I don't need babangba. I am successful. Yeah, I don't need babangba. Na ke tswara conference mona gwa tla le bile re tsentsa le tente ya batho ba ba 2000. Gwa tla. Wa bona ne. And then you look down on the other one, ah, healing molaka asbestos. Omongwa hilete ube ile tente nyane etsentsang batho ba ba 20. You look down on those. Others are in a garage. But the word says, where two or more are gathered in my name, I shall be there. The very presence that you experience is the presence that they experience. It's quite sad. We miss out on the good things. Apostle, finally.
You know, finally, we need to understand it's all about winning souls to the kingdom, making disciples of all nations.
Mm.
It becomes very easy to do it with such humility. You know, people would always say, hey, man, we are Zega, you know, because we're humble, you know, present to this person. You know, there's so much that you can accomplish when you're humble, and you can win so many people into the kingdom of God. Well, somebody give a little to me, very powerful. At certain time, Anna problem who are very successful and very arrogant, but he has a problem that those who are successful but humble. And I pray that as you're listening, when we do grace to excel in certain areas of your life that other people are not excelling, when God has also given you grace to accumulate in terms of the material things, and God has given you grace to empower others, whether financially or whether in terms of gifts, may the Lord enable you as well to continue to stay humble. Because can we say, "Hemudimu, I lift up"? We lift it up because we are humble, isn't it? So now the same God who lifted you up for over Godimu because we are humble. Let humility continue to allow you to be in that place. But unfortunately, then we lose humility. So please, Vantana, don't go see, let's continue to be humble, even when the Lord has lifted us up. And the saddest thing, humility, make sure you keep it, don't lose it. Hang at what launches us, we think, oh, we don't need it, because we've told about in that space where they've forfeited humility, and then they wanted to embrace arrogance. And we miss the mark when we do that. So, humility, whether you are rich, whether you are powerful, you can be powerful and still be humble.
Absolutely.
You can be successful and still be humble. That doesn't make you a fool.
Yeah.
It makes you a strong person.
Absolutely. Apostle, I want to thank you. Thank you so much. And much blessings to you. How do people reach out to your fellowship?
For the benefit of those who are tuning in to this program for the first time, myself and Pastor Ray can be found at 10 o'clock every Thursday. Feeling rich, you can connect with me on Facebook, even on Instagram. Or on Sunday, you can connect with us in a church, a prospect, or a Pretoria. For details, connect with me on Facebook. God bless you as you do so.
Thank you so much, and shalom to you. We talk again the coming week.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. That is the Apostle Phumla Mfene. We talk with her again.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you. to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.